This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. This is also KRCC. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman plans to propose a camping ban at Thursday's City Council meeting. Aurora residents and several City Council members have already opposed the plan on Twitter, where Kaufman made the announcement. Meanwhile, the city will host an open house tomorrow for residents to learn more about shelter options. Denver 7 News reports roughly 450 people are experiencing homelessness in Aurora, but only 150 shelter beds are available. Some Denver students are celebrating an unusual accomplishment this academic year. CPR's John Daly reports they fostered a big change in the consent forms used in school-based health clinics.
18 DPS schools have health clinics run along with Denver Health. For years, they've relied on the same consent forms, but Manuel High School teacher Whitney Weathers in her writing class discovered problems, from unintelligible language to minuscule print, and they pushed for changes.
Being able to read documents that drive our lives is a right and shouldn't be a privilege. And right now, it's still very much so a privilege.
Denver Health agreed on many suggestions and changed the forms used by some 12,000 students at the clinics. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Avalanche beat St. Louis last night in Game 1 of the first round of playoffs by a score of 4-1. Denver at 54 degrees, Colorado Springs 52, Vail 63, Grand Junction 73 degrees. This is CPR and KRCC.